Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast, bringing you worldwide experts from all areas of health and fitness. We cover training, nutrition, coaching, and mindset. Welcome your host, strength and conditioning coach, 2012 and 2013 CrossFit Games champ, Michael Cashew. Mind, body, brute.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. My name is Mike Cashew, and you're listening to the Brute Strength Podcast. This week's guest is Wim Hof, the Iceman. Wim is known for his breathing techniques as well as the work that he does in ice cold water. He's also really well known for his crazy antics, such as hanging off of a hot air balloon with one finger, climbing up Mount Everest in nothing but shorts, no shoes, and even injecting himself with malaria to prove that he can overcome it with his methods. I first heard about Wim Hof a few years ago, and my wife Adi had just gone to a mastermind event where someone taught her the Wim Hof breathing method. And I remember sitting in a park with her, and she showed it to me, and we did the method. Well, first off, we tested how long we could hold our breath. I think at first mine was about 90 seconds, maybe a little less than that. And then we did the breathing techniques, and then I retested and I could hold my breath for 3 minutes. It took all of about 10 minutes to do this method, and I over doubled the amount of time that I could hold my breath. I also, at the end of it, tested how many push-ups I could do in a row, and I did 90 push-ups at about 200 pounds, which was the most I had ever done at that body weight. Needless to say, it was a really powerful first experience. And I've come to learn that those types of just physical effects are not even the most important or impactful things that his methods can bring. So in the show, we talk about how he uses ice in the bedroom. We talk about how he discovered his infamous method while experimenting with himself in college using blood work. We talk about the science behind the Wim Hof method, how using ice cold water can change both your physiology and psychology. And we also go into some of the amazing research studies that support all of his claims. We talk about how his practices can help you deepen your level of consciousness, which means increasing your level of awareness, your sense of well-being, focus, etc. In general, I think what Wim is teaching is very fundamental to who we are as human beings, and it goes way beyond just physical effects. This one was a huge treat for me, and I know you're going to love it. A couple things that you're going to notice in the show. One is I was really congested when I did this, so I apologize. I didn't want to reschedule because I know Wim is incredibly busy, and so forgive me for just being super nasally. And then the second is that Wim's audio quality, he'll cut out every now and then. And I found out after the fact that he was just walking in his garden. And so the internet was kind of going in and out. It's not too bad, but if you hear it cutting out every now and then, that's why. Before we get the show started, I've got something for you on the website. It is our top five most downloaded podcast on a nice clean PDF with all of the biggest takeaways from each of those shows. A lot of people reach out and say, you know, I love your podcast. Where would you start? Like, what are the most popular ones? And so we created this for you. It has the biggest takeaways, and there are like practical, tactical things that you can go and implement in your training, recovery, life, etc. immediately. You can get that at brutestrengthtraining.com/top5. Enjoy the show.
Wim, thank you for making some time for me, man. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
So I
want to make it a good podcast.
Let's do it, man. I want to start out with something interesting I read about you recently, and that's that you can control your boners. You can control an erection. What's that all about?
Man. Yeah, if you want to have it hot, cool, and and stiff, you go into the ice water, you learn about the vascular system. A boner is all about the control over the vascular system, the blood flow. If you know how to direct it, even erect it in a ice cold waterfall cascade, what can you do not?
I love it. And so did that start out of a yoga practice, or was it just through your
whatever it is. It has no name. I just wanted to go deeper into my body. And so I did all kinds of disciplines like yoga was between them, and kung fu and karate and Buddhism and all kinds of stuff I did. But in an unorthodox way, because I had no teacher, no gurus, no nobody. And then once you get into all that and you want to go really deep, then that's where I found the cold water. Because the cold water is merciless but righteous. It brings you right into the right body, mind-body connection. And with that begins the exploration only. And after intensive training in the beginning, 4 months later, I could stay for 5 to 7 minutes through breathing exercises coming naturally to me. I mean, what do you do when you go into the ice water? Cold. Yeah. You breathe deep. And that's what the body needs and wants to change the alchemy, the chemistry, because the impact is big. The impact is ice water, and ice water is a strength, is a power, and that is an impact. And the equivalent of that impact, you need to develop, and how it's being done by deep breathing, because then you change the chemistry, your body becomes alkaline, and that is very good for performing. Performing against, say, the impact of the power of the cold. But the impact could also be weight. The impact could also be endurance with the environmental stress, right, like running or CrossFit or push-ups. Anything like that is impact on the body, and you need to be able to influence into the chemistry, favoring the neurotransmitters for performance, which is the acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter in the muscles, yes. And if the environment of the muscle tissue is more alkaline and not acidic, then you logically are able to perform more. So are we able, while performing, to influence into the muscle activation process of the acetylcholine together with the alkaline of the muscle tissue? Yes, we are. And that is done by breathing. These breathing techniques, they have been, I learned them through the ice cold. And then after many world records I did in the extreme cold, in all kinds of things, you know, like running, swimming under the ice, staying in the ice, climbing mountains barefoot in the snow, in shorts, all, then that's performing. And that's knowing how to tap into the chemistry and change it to make it able to adapt to the environmental stress. And stress can come in many ways. Once again, stress can be performance, like running, but also push-ups or weights. It's all stress on the cell's biology. And are we able to influence therein? Yes. And that is done through the deep breathing I've learned by going into the ice water. And then I found something more than this yoga and kung fu and karate. Wow, there, now I got some power. Now I have, and I feel power in my body. And I could stay, after a half year, I could stay a whole night outside in freezing temperatures and shorts and relax and enjoy it. Like power, I feel powerful. Not crazy. I'm the least of crazy, because if you're crazy, you're going to die. You really need to be in control of your mind and your body. And that's what the ice cold water has taught me to go deeply by breathing into the body with my focus. Then I brought these breathing techniques worked in the ice cold water for, I could stay for 2 hours in ice cold water and things like that. That's an intense knowing of your own power suddenly. And I tested those breathing techniques also at home. And then the things I saw in my head, in my feelings, and all going so deep. That was amazing. I mean, it's great for performance, but it's also great to learn to release the deepest of your emotions and of the beauty of your own physiology to go deeply within. So that's a little bit of my journey and the attraction to go deeply within the breathing techniques caused by the environmental stress factor called the ice cold water, which is merciless but righteous. And if you do it right, then suddenly you become the master over your own breath, and that is master over your chemistry inside. You can change it, and it shows in the university studies that we suddenly, and I'm able to instruct that in a couple of days to people, making them able within a quarter of an hour to inoculate a bacteria injected in controlled experiment, and they don't become sick. And the guys who don't do this, they all become sick. So there is so much more, because a couple of months ago I showed in a new publishing in a scientific paper, it's called Brain Over Body. And the Brain Over Body is a study were exposed to ice cold water, and then normally the skin temperature goes down to ice water. And in my case, just by thinking, I could make, after exposure to ice, my skin temperature not going down. So the remarkable thing.
Wait,
was,
say that again. So only by thinking, you could regulate your body temperature in freezing cold water? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, even with that big stressor. And that is the power of the mind, learn to be in connection with the body. And that's what I've learned after so many years in the, I did a lot of records and all those things, but it wasn't in the books, and now it is in the books, that I showed in brain scans to be able to make the skin temperature not going down while being exposed to ice water, where all the other test subjects, those were 74 males, adults, and they all showed the same thing. Up exposure with ice water, the skin temperature goes down, and after warming up the water, it goes up again, and then down while in cold, and warm go up, and cold go down. And many times. So all the brain scans and the fMRIs they have done with these people, and they saw things happening not only on the skin, that I was able to make the ice water not making my skin temperature going down, but just by using the mind, no breathing involved, no exercising, just the power of the mind. So they saw in brain scans, they saw suddenly that I had a complete different set of activity in the brain going than all the other test subjects, and they say this is a transformational technique that will change mental health care, because up till now only pills and medicines were able to tackle, say, depression and bipolar, anxiety, fear, trauma, and all. But I go as deep inside the brain, within control, making the environmental stress, and that could be also emotion, that could be cold, heat, and as we already talked, it can also be mechanical, like push-ups and weights, CrossFit, and all those things. You are able, just by using your mind, to exercise the hormonal system in a way that it exercises the body just by thinking. And that is the power of the mind is absolutely understated, underestimated angle of the power of nature itself. And then now we are opening up the books and the possibilities into that area. Whereas 5 years ago, I know I'm talking a lot at once, Michael, but this is, I know you listen and you understand. And that's why I go and tell my story in like a bird's view.
Right.
5 years ago, we already changed the books by showing people to be able, in contrary of what was thought possible through scientific literature in medical field, that the autonomic nervous system and innate immune system could not be influenced at will. And then 4 days I trained people and they were 100% score, all of them, able to inoculate the bacteria's influence on the immune system. They had no fever where normally you have fever, headaches, all over agony. And these people had no agony, no fever, no headaches, no nothing. And then they looked into the blood and they saw that they were suppressing at will the inflammatory markers, which is the cause of disease, you know, inflammation. And we had no control over that.
They were doing that through the
breathing technique.
Got it.
Yes. The technique, and prior to that, I had them 4 days in the mountain in natural setting, you know, in the area of, after 4 days of training, they could all go with me, in short, up to a mountain for 5 hours in freezing temperatures and feel great, feel strong, feel at will, in power of beating the natural elements, you know, hitting on them. And they were just, we danced a Harlem Shake on top of the mountain. Then I knew these guys are ready. And 4 days later, they were in the hospital, got the injection with the bacteria, and they showed, in contrary to the control group, 100%, the control group, 100% sick, and our group, 100% just fine.
Wow.
So those are hidden resources we have. We have them, but they are not awakened. Now, if I just look now, because this is just a statement of this story for to get the attention of the listener. If you just seek performance, yes, you are able to influence into muscle tissue, making it alkaline, thus favoring the neurotransmitters, acetylcholine of going. If you do this breathing technique for 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, you will be able to do more push-ups without air in the lungs than normally. How about that? Yeah, how is that? That's because we influence the chemistry of the muscle tissue. As simple as it is. I started experimenting with all kinds of exercise because I felt the power in the water of the breathing, that it, instead of making me cold, the ice water and all, I could stay longer and longer. No, it is learning by the breathing to influence at will the chemistry in the body, making you able to be in control of the adrenal axis. And that's what I did. I resetted the body, and then the body suddenly shows much more mammalian power than where we come from and where we live and the way we live, the comfort zone behavior and all. It takes takes out a lot of our powers, because it what sneaks in is the alienation of nature.
What do you mean by that?
Alienation. If we live like always stimulating the physiological deeper mechanisms of ours, they become weak. It's like a muscle. If you don't train it, then it becomes weaker. Everybody understands that. Now,
by living indoors and living in comfort, we're not using what we're capable of.
Yeah. Yes. We go to the gym to look better or something, you know? No, I tell you, exercise to the body a little bit more, almost to the pain, to the pain level. Then it is able to grow. Then it is stimulated. But we always choose to be convenient with the body and to have a nice, if it looks good, then it's okay. No. If you really want to grow, you got to exercise your body and stimulate the point where pain starts.
Yeah, a lot of listeners to this show can, that it definitely resonates with. They know how to push. I think what's going to be interesting to some of these people is the breathing and the ice, because that is definitely still foreign to them. I think you started experimenting with this in college. Is that right? Where did you get the idea for the breathing and the ice in the first place?
I was already very much into philosophies and the yoga and kung fu and karate and all that. I've always been interested in some deeper shit. But the real thing. I've been reading so much, and then they don't really give insight of how to go. And I'm not satisfied with just a form, a shape. Yeah, I'm doing yoga. I'm doing kung fu. No, what shit is that? No, I want the real thing. Go deeper and sense the purpose of my soul itself. That's what I wanted. But I didn't know that, and it was not in the book. So I had to look unorthodox in an unorthodox way into it, and I came across this cold water. And the cold water really gave me an insight, transcending my thoughts. And then I knew, this is it. It's a feeling. It's experiencing. It's there, and I can learn to control that feeling. And that feeling, I can aggrandize it, make it bigger, and feel a still mind. Because suddenly my feeling is stronger than my mind. And then later, right now, that's the limbic system. Limbic system is deeper in the brain. Our thinking and the way we are schooled in our schools is all about cognitive results and mathematics and history and this and that and how to serve later in the system. But where is our feeling? And that is a deeper part of the brain, the child, the feeling itself. And I missed that. Now I know how to say visit all the parts of my brain, because that's what I've been showing in the universities. But back then, it was not there. And that's why I took it on with the cold. And the cold, surprisingly, was not painful in the beginning. You know, any seeker, any person who is open to something new, without an idea, just goes and follows this feeling, will ultimately will go back to nature itself. The nature which is around us. We lost the connection there with. And to become real better, nature is the greatest of teachers. To become really better within ourselves, we have to become one with nature. That's logical. To get the best out of ourselves, we have to go back into nature. And the cult therein has been my absolute great teacher. No doubt.
So I think anyone listening to this is definitely sold on the method. Can you, before you keep going, can you briefly describe the breathing method to people listening?
Yeah, sure. It's by the way, it's a free app. You can go into the app and you get all the whole method is in there. So it's all there for free. If you go on the website, you find it out. I don't have the app myself because I'm doing it. But it's there. And what it is so surprisingly simple that I had to go to science to show, hey, listen, You guys think it is simple? What do you think about inflammation, chronic pain, and depression? Is that difficult? Now, we are able to beat that. How? With this simple thing? No. This is a result of 40 years of looking and searching and finding and bringing it through laboratory settings and research to the people and then simplify it. And how it works is you sit, you lie on your sofa or in bed, and you are relaxed. Yeah, relax. So as you are relaxed, a relaxed tissue is able to receive and open up and to receive oxygen. Now, how do you do that? Deeply in, then letting go. You take them fully muscularly in and not over jolting the systems and the lungs, etc. No, relaxed, but fully in. It's a pressure more than the atmosphere where we are at. But then we let it go to the atmosphere where we are at. So we let it go. Then fully in. Yeah, let it go. Fully. That all has its purpose, physiological purpose. So just follow, fully in, and let it go. Fully in. You do this 30 times, you become lightheaded and loose in the body. Tingling can appear. Because the chemistry is changing in the body.
And what is that tingling sensation? Because I've practiced it several times. What's going on with that tingling?
When your carbon dioxide is being shut out, then oxygen takes over. Blood becomes alkaline. Blood vessels, the 80,000 miles we got inside, they are all connected to the nervous system. The autonomous nervous system. They are there for opening and closing the veins. And it's all beautifully connected and all. But now we influence the blood chemistry, which then changes the chemistry, which is related directly to the electrical network called the nervous system. And that makes the tingling. It's beautiful. Little things happen. It's no force while doing it. That's what we say always. No force, because if you go by no force, you will reach the depth of your body. It's like the oxygen, the breathing is the guide. The feeling deriving from breathing deeply in, letting go, is the guide, and you do not force the guide. Otherwise, he stops showing you the depth of the labyrinth of 80,000 miles inside. Everybody has 80,000 miles of vascular channeling connected to the autonomic nervous system, connected to all cells of the body. And that's who we are and what we are. We do right now the study with in California, in San Francisco, with the UCF. On the DNA, because apparently we are in the middle of the DNA with this breathing all the cells into the cells, get the right chemistry suddenly through this deep breathing and the holdings, it triggers the cell to activate the protective proteins. That means the DNA is going to be protected. The telomeres, which is related to the longevity of ours, is being protected. And the chronic stress is not able to enter no more. So this may be a simple technique, but everybody listen, do it because it is good. It is strong. It is effective. It is accessible. You better do it if you love your life, the quality of your life, which is dependent on the biochemistry of your own body. And you are in control, possibly now in control of that. And we are doing the studies all over the world, from San Francisco, Germany, here, Australia. And it shows all the from different angles. Hey, man, this is a great natural key to get into the depth up till the DNA, up till the deepest parts of the brain itself. And we are doing it. We are at will doing this breathing, going into the depth, changing the chemistry, and favoring all the mechanisms to work together, connecting, because we create the right chemistry.
So I've heard you say before
there's a whole lot.
That it shuts down the overthinking part of our brains without having to do like deep meditation. How does that part work?
Exactly. Which is the human brain, the thoughts, the recognition, language, calculating, contemplating, and all that. Then sometimes it's like a BI. It goes on. Nobody knows how to stop it. You know why? Because it takes all the blood. We have learned to direct our attention, our focus, our being into thinking. That's the schooling of ours. Now, where I want to change the schooling and say, listen, we got mathematics, we got language. Back also and learn about the core values of life, of happiness, strength, and health, which is related to the hormonal system and the innate immune system, which is directed with the deeper parts of the brain. And those deeper parts of the brain is exactly what is being activated through this method, through these breathing techniques, which allows people to fend off a bacteria within a quarter of an hour. Why? Because the right chemistry gets into the depth of the body, of the brain. I mean, that's the limbic system and the brainstem. And there we learn to bring an equal amount of blood. And with an equal amount of blood, then there is no predominating area taking all, to, like 25% all the time more blood makes the other parts, of course, weaker. And when something is weak, you can you might want to fend off disease and depression, but you are not able to control those areas because chronically the presence of 25% less blood flow that's result in failure, in disconnection. And now with this breathing technique, we learn to get the blood flow out by following the feeling, just the breathing, out of this super layer of the human brain into the deeper parts of the brain. And there is the well-being, the endorphins, the melatonins, the serotonins, the opiates even, and the endocannabinoid system is working. And I've just recently been showing that to do that at will. They were really flabbergasted. They said, this is a transformational technique that will change mental health care. How much more do I need to prove to make people understand it's there? It's your control. It's there. You can take it on. It's a key of nature. I found it in nature. And where that came from is a whole lot more. And it's good for everybody. I just want happiness, strength, and health for everybody. And we are able to become that. Now, with the psychically good body and mind, yeah, of course, your performance will enhance. But it will also, you know, with CrossFitters, that's where, you know, depression should not be there. Boom. You should feel good. Great. Boom. Nice. Okay. That is already there. And health. Yeah, you should be able to get your inflammation down. Yeah, it's also in the method. And now we're talking performance, strength and performance. We are able to cause aerobic dysregulation. That means mitochondrial enhancing through activity enhancing, thus creating more molecules, ATP.
So it increases
endurance. Triphosphate. Yes, and that I always tell, okay, keep it simple. What do I have to do? I'm a long distance runner, or I want to do 1,000 push-ups. Hey. To breathe, feel is needed. So if you breathe more, you feel is needed, then your acidic state of being through the performance is being influenced to stay much more alkaline. And that favors the muscle tissue to be able to go on. Simple. And before you go into, say, CrossFit, do breathing. Why? Because you make yourself a body in the depth, what you do not notice if you walk and do normal things, and you don't notice that acidity in the lymphatic system, but it is there, and it comes out when the pressure is on. When the heat is on, while doing the CrossFitting, you will become very fast acidic, and you want to work on it, and that's all okay. That favors the effectivity of the body and the muscle tissue too. But if you do breathing before, you make your acidity go away, you become alkaline, you are able to perform longer and better.
And they all want to do that. So practice the Wim Hof method before training is what you're saying. So how does this affect you in the long term? If let's say you go, you practice it for a while and then you go a while without practicing it. Is there still a long-term effect, or does it only work, say, the same day that
the
you do the method?
The basics are always, I did 26 world records in the cold and all, and many more challenges, and it was always, I had energy plenty, good, even a lot more, but there was nobody to demand that. But I did what I did, and I'm still, right now I'm triggered to go back to my body again. And I want to do 100 push-ups without breathing. And do all the splits, and I can do all those things. I think I can do 80 push-ups now if I'm into it, and then without breathing, and then go. Like a machine, you know, alkalinity in the muscle tissue, and go. Yeah, you don't think, you just go into the feeling, you go like a machine. And it's nice. Afterwards, I can think, and I can be, and then the feeling all comes back. It's like a rejuvenation. It feels great. What I do is very intense training in a very short period of time. And tomorrow, for example, I'm going to, because I like to go again. To begin with, I do a half a marathon or something on sandals by minus 20. That's tomorrow. I just arrived here. And tomorrow I'm going to do that.
A half marathon in negative 20 degree weather.
Yes.
In sandals.
Yes. Oh yeah. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to beat the shit out of me. And that I love that.
So Wim, I think I saw somewhere that this obsession with the cold started around age 17 when you jumped off of a bridge into freezing cold water. Is that true? And if so, what's the story there?
Yeah, it was not really a bridge. I just went in consciously. I felt the attraction to go in. Sunday morning it was. Thin layer of ice on the water means freezing temperatures. And I felt the attraction. I went in and I felt great. All the things I was searching for stilled at that moment. And then you know this is it, by feeling, by this deep connection. And from there, wherever you feel good. And I got a rush afterwards. Just a minute. I began with a minute. But that minute was, it was so clear and so powerful. I was playing with the ice around me and looking at it, looking like I'm not cold at all. Just here. You know, you witness, and that feeling, that was it. And so, and afterwards, the rush afterwards was great. So the other day, I came back again. And I wanted to see if it was happening again. And yes, and more and more and more, and every day, or during the whole winter, and a couple of months later, I could do, I found out in the meanwhile, I was able to do all these the deeper breathing and to make my body fully charged with oxygen, go for 5 to 7 minutes under the ice, sitting still in a fetus position under the ice, and the only thing I could hear was, you know, the silence of the ice waters in the winter, it's mystical.
Wow. So why?
Yeah, that's so the way it started.
When you started, you had no training whatsoever, and already you didn't feel cold. Most people would jump into that water and just about have a heart attack. What was it about you that made you different?
I think prior to that, I did yoga and kung fu, you know, training. I trained my body to go to go to its physical limits. But the cold really took it way beyond. And that's I was ready to do it. Now I train people, and if they just have the motivation, I can make them in one afternoon. And regardless, even people with 80 years and have coronary problems, I can make them go into the ice water. Because in the end, we are mammals, and we are able, with our consciousness, with our focus, to demand the body to be strong, like the activation of the adrenal axis, which makes, or if I make it more simple, maybe you heard of the mother who finds her child underneath a car and lifts up the car.
Of course.
You see?
Yep.
The right course, the right goal, the right trigger makes you the master over your hormonal system. And then suddenly you become strong like the wind, like nature equipped us with, to solve the problems of the environment, whatever and however they come. So I was ready. I was ready to get into that water. That was really the next stage, and I knew it by feeling. And from there, it started. And so anybody who is motivated after listening to this will be able to go into ice water. Be really motivated, because real motivation influences the vascular system. And then it will listen to close down when you go into ice water. That is the way nature meant it to be. That is the brain-body connection. It's there. And you know, Mike, in the Western world, the biggest killer is the vascular, cardiovascular related diseases.
Right.
It's the biggest. It kills me more than any war.
Right.
That's where we are. That killer we can tackle by regular practice into, say, cold showers, and from time to time go into an ice water to challenge your body to be the utmost like nature meant us to be. It's there, and it is simple, and it's effective. And this is the way we're going to heal people of all that shit where we got into with this lifestyle and the big killer on the road, the serial killer, and we don't know what to do with so many heart attacks next year, and they're like a million next year. That's the normal thing, the normal rate. Fuck you. No, we can stop this right here, right now, by exercising on a regular basis in cold showers, and on a regular basis going into ice water to challenge the body to its utmost functionality, the way nature meant it to be. Not the way we think.
Right.
No, the way nature meant it to be. And there is no cardiovascular related disease. Simple.
That's powerful.
It is. It is. And if we can heal people through this insight, then, hey, man, your soul is going to be good.
Yep. So I look at you and I watch the way that you live your life, and you're passionately pursuing your life's mission, and you're surrounded by a huge and ever-growing community of followers. And from everything that I've read or experienced in my life so far, it seems like you're living, like those are some of the main pillars of happiness and fulfillment. So my question to you is, how do you define the meaning of life, or what is the meaning that you put on your life?
You know, six months and 10, I got a newborn. I'm 59, and I'm a child as happy as a shit. The purpose of life with every little human being is so clear. And I don't know where we've gotten into with the humanity, with thinking that war and unhappiness and unhealthiness and powerlessness is considered to be normal. No. When a baby is born, then you see the purpose of life itself. It's life. It's cute. It's beautiful. It's miraculous. And it's all there. And right now, my purpose of I'm healing. But through this method, I'm healing thousands and thousands. All of it's, we got now 45,000 testimonials of people
wow.
who are healed. That's the purpose. The purpose to bring happiness, strength, and health is the control, the showing that we have an innate control over those systems responsible for our happiness, which is the hormonal system, responsible for our strength, which is the hormonal system, responsible for our health, which is the immune system, in a level as deep as the autonomic nervous system. And we are I'm showing this through the university study. By the way, I just started a foundation to get funding going for natural medicine. Natural medicine, that means your focus, your breathing, and your willful and conscious exposure to the elements of nature will bring about the body's utmost functionality in reach for everybody. And that means no depression anymore, no inflammation, no chronic pain. And that's what I wish for every person. Without the dogma, I just show it through science. I want to make people happy, strong, and healthy. That is the purpose of my life. And now I can, because I go through science. Thing is, the purpose of my life, I see every day in my baby. And with that baby, all the babies of the world. All the babies of the world have a birthright to be happy, strong, and healthy. And that's what we should show that in primary schools. Besides of serving the system, with history and the knowledge of mathematics and language, we should get new subjects in, like the happiness, strength, and health subjects. Children know exactly what I'm talking about.
What a different world we would live in, huh?
Ah, this is to win the war is to take away the possession, the possessive thought based on insecurity and fear. That to have more is to be better. No, right. If you are happy, and happiness is innate, it's there. The love, the love of a mother and a father, it's there. Now, I don't know where it goes wrong in society, but we begin to alienate at a certain age. And I don't care when and what and who and et cetera. I just want to say we are able as adults to become connected, reconnected to the brain-body connection, enabling us to become happy, strong, and healthy, or to be able to connect with the hormonal system and the innate immune system, making us healthy, strong, and happy, which is a result of the connection. And I'm showing that, and that is my purpose, to show it. That, and I think that is love. I love everybody, and everybody is so beautiful. Every mind is beautiful, but not when it is fucked up.
Right.
Like everyday stress, and thinking that is normal. And the separation between each other, like tension. No, man, we are a tribe together. We are one family. We should help within reasonable limits, all of us, each other, and be friendly, because we all possess a great soul. And we should respect that in each and everybody. But now it got so far out, so not understood.
So disconnected.
So disconnected That's why I go through science, Mike, and show it that we are able to fend off a bacteria or a virus or depression. And I show it through scientific evidence-based research, comparative studies. The ones who do it, they don't become depressed, or they get off their pills of depression and or bipolar. Their anxieties go, their fear goes, their trauma goes, because that's the innate connection we have, but we lost the connection. So I bring back the connection. It's not something I found, or I found something in nature, and I say, hey man, it was always there. Let's reconnect. And it's as simple as it is.
That's beautiful.
Too many people suffer. Too many people suffer, and it's unnecessary. And there we come in. That you come in with this window you give me now in your podcast to bring it out, to talk to the people right now. And everybody is able to look it up. There is a free app. Do it, and you feel it. And when you feel it, you really understand it. Don't judge until you see. Go unbiased. And if you got an ailment or depression or this or that, or you want to adjust and perform, increase your performance, then it's all there from nature. You know, a deer is not crossfitting, but it runs great.
Yep.
And an ice bear is able to stay in ice water and at freezing temperatures. And we are mammals. We got incredible powers. But if we disconnect, hey, then we need all kinds of artificial ways to enhance our power and to recognize our power and to become confident over our powers again. Well, it's all there. So these techniques, they work. And CrossFitters have my respect simply because they already trigger themselves. They already go, you know, irrationally more than thoughts say, oh, now it's enough. No, it's not enough. We go on. You know, they set the mind. And that is very good. Now, with together with this method, this method works on the deep levels of the cell's biology. That's where you want to go. And that's where you want to learn to be able to control and influence deeply into those chemical processes there. We got it up till the DNA itself and the deepest part of the brain. We got the proof. So it's up to the guys and dolls to take it on and to go unbiased and see what you feel. And if you don't feel it, never do it again. But if you feel it, then you begin really to understand it.
I love it. Wim, at this point, your name and method have exploded all over the world. You've become infamous for what you're teaching. And a lot of people that are listening have either heard of you or they've even practiced your methods. Is there anything about you that people might find surprising that they might not already know about you?
Yeah, I'm just bloody simple. I'm a simple guy, but I'm astonished to see that it all is spreading out. But I also 40 years ago told this already, actually. I say I don't take it as normal that depression and disease and all and suffering and war is going on. I'm going to stand up like a man. And a simple man is able to change the world, I tell you. So stay simple, change the world. That is what I want to tell to everybody. I love everybody, and let's bring some love into this world, and let's stop these stupid wars. Let's behave like real men. Bring peace.
Amen. And I love you, brother. Thank you so much for your time. Where can people find this app? Is it on the iTunes store?
Yeah, I think I do not know exactly, but if you go by the Wim Hof method.com, then you should be directed by whatever is on appearing on the internet. It's big and etc. I never looked into it, by the way. They made it, you know. It's okay. I exercise it all the time.
Well, thank you so much, Wim. This has been phenomenal.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mike. Love you back. Thank you. Keep on doing the good work.
Thank you.
This episode is finished, but your training journey continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com/SSW and grab your free pack of 32 accessory workouts that you can incorporate into your training and start improving your strength immediately. That's brutestrengthtraining.com/SSW.